Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world at kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from my morning show, Tyler Russell, on KX93.5. We're happy to be joined in studio now by Nilo G. She's the founder of the Orange County, well, the breast cancer fundraiser. And now we have an Orange County one coming up in Laguna Beach on May 16th. Good morning, Nilo. How are you?
Good morning, Tyler. Good morning, Laguna Beach.
Thanks for coming on. And I know you guys have been doing this for a long time, at least the breast cancer fundraiser in 9 cities now. But this is the first time in Laguna, right?
First time in Laguna Beach. So this is our 12th year in Orange County, but our first time here in Laguna.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about the background of the event and how we ended up doing it in Laguna this year?
Sure. So the OC Breast Cancer Fundraiser started in the backyard of my house. I was 19 years old and my best friend's mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. That then moved me to make a difference and do something. So I thought I would just put on a little fundraiser in my backyard. 30 friends, charged everybody $5 a person. Never did I know that that small little backyard gathering would become a nationwide nonprofit foundation. So yeah. Little by little, year after year, that backyard party grew and more guests came. So now we're expecting over 300 guests to come out on Saturday night, May 16th. We're hoping to raise over $30,000 for breast cancer, and we're supporting breast cancer patients with a beautiful We Care package.
And what is that We Care package? What exactly does the money do?
So We Care packages are this new program that we're launching here in Orange County, and it's going to go nationwide. But the idea is to really let patients know that we care about them. So the package has 5 major categories of service and resources. We care about your beauty, your wellness, your loved ones, your journey, and your comfort. And so in that package is all these different sorts of resources that really help patients feel like they have others supporting them through their fight.
And do you have any idea how many of those packages or how much money you've raised over the past 12 years?
Oh, that's such a great question. I mean, we've raised a lot of money, but over the past 12 years, that money has been distributed through different sorts of has been distributed through different sorts of programs. So We've done acupuncture, yoga, fitness counseling, massage therapy throughout 9 cities throughout the country.
All things to support the various challenges that breast cancer patients have.
That's correct. Right. And also very specific challenges. So it's all towards treatment and support. And that kind of sets us apart from a lot of the awareness that's out there.
Okay. Let's talk about the parties on the 16th. What I think is something really cool that you guys do is you have a focus on getting young professionals to the party. Since you are one yourself, maybe you kind of want to give back to that community. So you have a higher end version and then not a lower end, but a more accessible version as the second half. So how's the evening going to go?
So out of the 12 years in Orange County, this is the first year that we're kind of changing it up a little bit, and we're calling it 2 parties in one night. We've got the gala at the gallery, which is the Gallery Simard Bilodeau in Laguna Beach off the canyon. That's at 6 p.m. It's $100 ticket price, and that gets people open bar, complimentary hors d'oeuvres. We have live entertainment, really cool live art installations. That's for the crowd that really wants to kind of get out early, enjoy the night, 6 to 9 p.m. Then at 9 p.m., we have another party, the White Party at the White House, and that's at a $35 ticket price. And then everyone gets a complimentary cocktail upon arrival. They get some light sweet bites, and then there'll be like a photo booth, a live henna artist, and some different cool activations going on with a live DJ, of course.
And that'll go on until...
Until the bar closes.
Okay, cool. And the White House has been very generous in this. I mean, anybody who comes in that night will need to pay the $35 to donate to you guys, which is great. And again, people can go where to buy tickets?
Everyone can go to ocbcf.eventbrite.com. You can also check out our Facebook, The Breast Cancer Fundraiser, or our Instagram or Twitter at The BCF.
Sure. Let's talk a little about your goal. Again, talking about the breast cancer fundraiser, you're in 9 cities now. Do you want to list those for us?
Absolutely. So we're in San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, New York City, Chicago, South Florida, Austin, Denver, and then, of course, OC.
Right. And you, aside from volunteering your time to this and donating your time, have an event company that donates to the BCF, right?
That's correct. So our agency, Capture Vision, is just supported by a huge team of professional event planners, and we do stuff for corporate, entertainment, private clients, as well as nonprofits. But we donate pro bono our entire services to the BCF so we can help them create these really cool avant-garde parties.
And you hope to grow by 11 more cities by when?
That's right. 20 cities by 2020 is our goal.
Okay. Any target ones that you have in mind?
Well, we've got Seattle calling our name as well as Scottsdale, Arizona. So maybe those are the next ones that might jump up for us.
Okay, cool. And is it something that you feel has kind of grown organically, like the word of mouth of it? Like how do other cities, other people find out about it?
Absolutely. It really is kind of a grassroots movement. I mean, it started from just an idea of making a difference for one night. And my friends are the ones who kind of came up with the idea of doing it again and then again and then again. So as we grow into these different cities, it's all straight organic, just grassroots marketing. We have people who attend our events who say, I want to do this in New York or yeah. I want to do this in Seattle.
Well, what's fun about it? I mean, from somebody who's gone to a lot of sit down, eat the chicken, watch the live auction fundraiser, is there's more to it. There's dancers. There was a live comic book artist at your last one who, by the way, came on the show a couple weeks ago because he was in town and he drew a picture of Magneto on my wall that I'll show you. So it's just active and fun and youthful. And you don't see that a lot in Laguna, which is, you know, admittedly kind of an older town with a very typical fundraiser audience. And I think it's cool that you guys are doing this.
Thank you. Yeah, I think for us too, it's like as young professionals, we're going to go out on Saturday night anyways. Mm-hmm. We're going to spend $100 on food, drinks, and kind of going out anyways. We might as well go out and do it for a good cause. So thanks to all the incredible companies, Gallery Simard Bilodeau, the White House, these sorts of companies who are donating such valuable space, such valuable services is the reason why we can keep the ticket price so low.
Right. Great. Again, the Orange County Breast Cancer Fundraiser, May 16th of this year. That's Nilo G, the founder of the event, who's in 9 cities now and looking at 20 by 2020. Anything we leave out about anything?
No, just a small shout out to Deanna Blanchet, who runs our organization day in and day out and does a fantastic job.
Great. Hi, Deanna. thank you, Nilo. And this will be podcast online. Again, May 16th is the event. Hope to see you at the gallery or at the White House. And we'll see you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks.